It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Here we are together again. I want to show you something. I usually bring something to show you, don't I? You know what these are? Have you ever seen one of these? They're called eye charts. They help doctors know more about your eyes. See, this one over here has a big E, and this one has a big sailboat. Well, the doctors ask you, what can you see on these charts? Can you see the big one? Can you see some of the little ones? They just want to know how your eyes are working. This one's for people who don't know their letters yet. And this one, of course, is filled with letters. I borrowed these from my eye doctor. This is a picture of my eye doctor. I wanted you to see it because he's going to examine my eyes in just a minute. His name is Dr. Mallinger, and he said I could bring you along if you want to watch. So let's just go to Dr. Mallinger's office now. I'll take these charts back to him, too. Here's the office.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. We'll see you next time.
Sure.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Cherise.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. Just sign in there, please.
Oh.
And if you'd like to have a seat, I'll go back and see if Dr. Mallinger is ready for you.
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sometimes you have to wait a while. And sometimes you don't. But if you do have to wait, you can read books or play games. Or...
Mr. Rogers?
Yes?
Dr. Mallinger's ready to see you now.
Thank you, Cherise.
You're welcome.
Dr. Mallinger?
Britt, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Dr. Mallinger.
Hi, neighbor.
And thanks for loaning me these.
You're quite welcome. I hope they work. Put them right down there.
Mm-hmm.
And won't you have a seat on the chair?
Sure.
How have you been?
Oh, my health is good.
You're looking very well. Yeah. Your eyes are okay?
Seem to be.
No redness or watering or discomfort?
No, as a matter of fact, I brought my glasses. I didn't know whether we'd
good.
Need them.
Good, we'll put them right here. Fred, we want to see how your eyes work together. Would you look at my pen point, please, and follow it just with your eyes. Hold your head still. Tell me if you see two at any time. Hold your head still, and tell me if there's any pain or discomfort when you move it all the way out. And tell me now when you see two.
Two.
That's excellent. Now, I want you to cover your left eye, please, and look right at my fingernail. While you're looking there, tell me when you see my other fingers wiggling.
Now.
And here?
Now.
We're testing your side vision or peripheral vision.
Now.
And over here?
Now. Oh, I want to watch those fingers wiggling, but I need to watch your nose,
that's
don't
right.
I? Now?
Good. Cover the other eye, please. No, look at my nose.
Oh, your nose. I can see it.
There you are.
There they are. Wiggling fingers.
Good. Your peripheral fields are excellent. Now we want to take a look at your eyes with a microscope, and I want you to put your chin in the chin cup and your forehead right up against there. It's a bright light, Fred, but it won't hurt you in any way, and you can blink as much as you like.
Ooh, that is a bright light.
It's a good light to examine all the parts of the eye with a lot of magnification, and everything looks fine.
That's a fancy machine.
Now we want to take a careful look inside your eye, and we use this instrument.
But you had to turn the room lights out.
This helps me get a better view inside the eye without a lot of light around me.
Uh-huh.
Would you look across the room, please?
Now you're looking in my eye. You can't know what I'm thinking, can you?
Oh, no. Nobody can tell what you're thinking. We can only see as far as the inside of the eye and make sure that the blood vessels and nerve tissues and all the other parts of the eye are healthy and clear.
Uh-huh.
And everything looks just fine.
What's that little machine called that you have in your hand?
This is called an ophthalmoscope.
Ophthalmoscope.
And it's a bright light with a number of different lenses so we can see in all parts of your eye.
I see.
Now we want to check your prescription to see if it's the same.
This is a big machine.
It certainly is. And things will be blurred. And we use another light that isn't quite as bright. I want you to look over to the chart, Fred, and don't pay any attention to the light that I flash in your eye.
But this big machine doesn't hurt at all.
No, certainly not. And now we'll do the left eye. Things are not very clear now, Fred. But that should be much better.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping both eyes open, is it clearer here or here?
Here.
That's good. And now with the left eye, better here or here?
Here.
Everything looks clear now, Fred, and the eyes are working together. We want to check and see how the eyes work together. We have to change the image on the chart. You see the letter L?
I do.
And now you see two of them. The bottom one is going to your left.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when it's directly underneath the right top one.
Right there.
And are there two now?
Yes.
Tell me when they are level, please.
Now.
Good. Now we'll test the near vision.
Lights are back on in the room.
That should be much better.
Oh, it's very clear.
You can see these letters here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when they blur.
Now.
And when they are clear again.
Clear again.
That's excellent. Your eyes are working very well together, and they work well at near. So we have a good prescription, and I don't think there's very much change at all in your eyes. You're doing very well.
So I can use the same glasses that I've had.
You can use the same glasses that you have. We want to do one more thing.
Okay.
We want to test the pressure of your eye, and we do that with this instrument. Tilt your head back, please, Fred. This may sting just a bit. Okay, wipe your eye.
That didn't hurt.
And put your chin back in the chin cup. Your forehead right up against there. I want you to open your eye wide, blink once. This is going to touch your eye lightly, but it won't hurt. And just look straight ahead. All right, we'll do the other eye.
That didn't hurt at all.
Your pressures are right in the normal range. That's excellent, Fred. Well, I'm happy to say that your eyes are just fine. They're working well, you're seeing well, and they're healthy.
Good.
Your prescription hasn't changed. You can still use the glasses that you've had.
Fine.
And you can keep those. Those are wonderful. And you're doing well.
Thanks. Before I go, could I ask you one thing?
Certainly.
I've been noticing over here all these different glasses that you have. Are these for children?
No, they're really for adults.
Oh. Could I try them on?
Of course. They look great.
All kinds of glasses in this world.
There certainly are.
Put them back there. Well, as usual, I'll be back for my regular appointment.
Good.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mallinger.
Thank you, Fred. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So we'll see you next time.
All right. Let's go back to my place. I'm glad you could be with me for that eye examination. I like to show and tell you about things that someday you might do yourself. Yeah, someday you might have an eye exam, and you'll be able to remember what mine was like. Well, now let's have some make-believe. Last time, we pretended that there was a big gorilla in make-believe. Lady Elaine was afraid of it because the only gorillas she had ever seen were scary ones in movies. She's determined to catch the gorilla. So let's make believe more about that now. Ready, Trolley? Okay, neighborhood of make believe.
Hi, Trolley.
Hi, Trolley.
You're really good at that, Handy.
There was a time when I couldn't play well at all.
Why not?
Well, I couldn't see the ball well enough.
Is that why you got those glasses?
That's why. And they've made all the difference.
Good. How about tossing the next one to me backwards?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Get ready. On the count of two.
All right.
Here it comes. One, two.
Wow. Huh? Look at that go.
Where'd it go?
I don't know, but it went far.
Well, I guess we better look for it, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let her go, gorilla. Let her go. I'm going to sound the alarm. Yes, okay. Gorilla alert. Gorilla alert. Calling all help. Gorilla spotted. Gorilla spotted.
What's happening, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I spotted the gorilla again.
Where is it?
Over near the castle.
We didn't see it over there.
It caught your ball.
So that's why we couldn't find it.
And it carried off Lady Aberlin.
Oh, we better check that out.
You stay here, Tuesday. I need you to run Gorilla Headquarters.
Okay. You be careful, Handy.
Oh, I will. And you be careful, too.
Now I'm ready to catch it. Handy, turn that thing off.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I'm not sure
that... This is the way they do it in the movies.
Well, we just have to be careful, that's all.
Okay, see you Tuesday.
Oh, what am I supposed to do?
Just sound the alarm if you see the gorilla.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Wow. I'm in charge of Gorilla Headquarters. Is this ever neat? is the button that makes the alarm work. I wonder if it really works. Oh, boy! How do I turn it off?
Are you all right, Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know how to turn this thing off.
Does this help?
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, what are you doing here, anyway?
Oh, I'm guarding Gorilla Headquarters while Auntie Lady Elaine and Handy look for the wild gorilla.
What do you mean, wild gorilla?
Well, didn't it hurt you?
Whatever gave you that idea? Kevin Wendell, please come here a minute.
Oh, I'd better sound the alarm again.
Wait till you meet him. Kevin Wendell, Gorilla, I'd like you to meet my cousin, Prince Tuesday.
What's he saying?
Hello, and do you want to play ball?
Well, Auntie Lady Elaine says that he has the ball. Hey, you're not all bad, are you?
He's not bad at all.
Oh, Auntie Lady Elaine thinks he is.
But she doesn't know him. Oh, there's the trolley. I better tell it to spread the news.
That the gorilla is friendly.
That's right.
Want to play ball, Kevin Wendell?
See you two later.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Ready?
And it's very dangerous. It took Lady Aberlin away. Lady Aberlin?
Yes, Handyman.
But I thought...
How did it hurt you, Toots?
He didn't hurt me.
What do you mean?
I mean, Kevin Wendell helped me. I slipped and fell, and he picked me up.
Kevin Wendell?
Yes, he's playing ball with Prince Tuesday right now.
Oh, we better look into that.
I've got my net to bag him.
Yeah. Yes, we'll work it through, Trolley.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
okay.
Troll.
Okay, Troll.
Kevin Wendell Gorilla does look friendly once you get to know him. But Lady Elaine and Handyman Negri don't know him yet. So he just looks like a fierce animal to them. Yep. Some food for you fish. You hungry? Did you see how Kevin Wendell looked when everybody ran away from him and wouldn't play with him? Sort of looks like this. Did you ever feel sad like that? I think everyone does sometimes. Well, no matter how you feel, I still feel that we're friends. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. I like you and I together. Somebody at the door. It's our friend, Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Well, I found the tape you wanted to see.
How people make eyeglass lenses.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, thank you very much. Do you have time to watch it?
I do.
Us?
We'll sit on picture picture.
Very good.
All righty.
Oh, I wanted to see this. You know, I went to the eye doctor today for an examination. That's very interesting.
Oh, before we begin, I want to show you something in here.
Oh, what?
That's an eyeglass lens.
What is this? I mean, It's a huge one, isn't it?
Well, that's what it looks like before they're made into different shapes and sizes.
Oh, you mean they all look like
that? All look like that.
Even the ones that...
That's right. That I have.
Who are you?
Well, as we watch the tape, I'll explain it all to you. All ready?
Yeah, surely.
There you go.
That's very interesting. Yeah. So, how people make eyeglass lenses. Let's put it in picture. You'll tell us about it.
All about it.
When people make eyeglass lenses, they start by putting the empty frames in this machine.
Well, what does the machine do?
Well, it traces around the frames to get just the right shape for the lenses.
Oh.
Now, there's the shape on the computer screen.
I see.
Now, this machine cuts these plastic cards into just the right shape. It makes a pattern.
Oh, I see it cutting away the extra plastic, huh?
That's right. And there's the pattern.
And it's the same shape as the frames of the glass.
That's right. This man attaches a piece of metal to the big lenses like the one we have here.
Mm-hmm. Well, why does he do that?
Well, you'll see. It's a handle he puts on so the lens will stay in place on the shaping machine. You'll see that next.
Oh.
The plastic pattern goes on the machine first. Then this man puts on the lens. And then he starts the machine. Little by little, the machine cuts away the edge of the lens and shapes it. The machine and the plastic pattern work together to make the lens just the right size and shape. It's almost finished.
What's he doing now?
Well, he puts the lens in the frames and checks to make sure it would fit just the way it's supposed to fit. Now it's time to shape the second lens. In the machine it goes, and the same thing will happen again.
I see the pattern. And now there's the lens right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll check it, right?
Right you are. He'll also take off those metal handles. Now this woman's job is to put the lenses into the frames. In goes one lens. Then she screws in a tiny screw with a little screwdriver, and that will help hold the lens in the frames.
I see. And will she do the same thing with the second lens?
She will. And now this pair of glasses is ready for someone to wear.
I'm really glad to see how people make lenses like these.
Me too. We have different glasses, yet we're good friends.
That's for sure.
Well, I have more deliveries to do, so I'll say speedy delivery. I'll take the tape back on my way.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. You're always finding things that we like and need to see.
Remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are our speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery, do you? Well, I'll say speedy delivery, and I'll see you around the neighborhood.
All right, Mr. McFeely, thanks again.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Best to your family. Delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Do you know anyone who wears glasses to see better? I have a lot of friends who do. There are so many ways of helping people in this world, aren't there? I trust that you're finding your ways, because the best way of being happy is helping somebody else to be. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. Oh, don't we have a lot to talk about? And a lot of good things to do together. Yeah, that's what friends are for. Being together, talking together, thinking together, loving together. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.